Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. Anyone can access this show. I say this every week, but I want everyone to know that just by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live, or you can go by going to the archives after, which are available, and it's the on-demand section, so don't get confused. Just look for the on-demand, and you'll see our show. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and press the 1 button on your phone, and Annie, the moderator, we'll get you in if you have a question, and let's get ready for a great night tonight. We have a wonderful guest tonight. I'm so excited to have Roman Delgado back with us again. He is a famous psychic medium here in Seattle, and we're so blessed to have him. But before I have Roman on, I want to talk about the shows that we offer all week long. So anyone, if you're interested, and get in and see, listen to some great people that we, yes, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Okay, the Cosmic Contact Show, that's me, 6:30 p.m., 4:30, that's Pacific Coast time and Central Standard Time, South Central Standard Time. And then the Yano Center of Light, that's at 8 p.m. after me, that's with Keith Blanchard, he's wonderful, listen to him. Tuesday night, the I Am Well Show with Anamika. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Night Search Show is right after that at 9:30 with Eddie Middleton from Memphis. The No Show is at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, Reverend Robert McMillan. And then the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is right after that, which is live at 8:30. These are usually live shows, almost weekly. Everybody is really on it. Anyway, be sure and check out the Laws of Material Wealth. That's with James Renford Powell on Wednesdays. Thursdays, we have the Progressive News Weekly Show at 5:30 with Daryl Clark. Friday is the Church's Roadmap Show at 1 p.m. with Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado. The Dream Vision 7 Show is at 3 p.m. in the afternoon on Friday, and that's with Deborah Boudet from Boston. Saturday is Soul Town, The Sound of Music. And that is, comes on at 3 p.m. and it's hosted from Memphis, Tennessee by Regina Jenkins. Dream Vision 7 show on Sunday at 3 p.m. Again, that's out of Boston. Okay, so now you have the rundown of all the shows. So be sure and check us out. But always come and check me out on Monday evening. At, again, at 4:30 Pacific Coast time and 6:30 Central Standard time. Let's see. Well, I want to tell you about my great guest that I have tonight, and I'm just so thrilled to have him back on. When I first heard about Roman, I was through another psychic medium and said for me to call him, and I did, and we had the most amazing visit, and he brought through three of my loved ones over and was just so right on. I knew who they were at the time, and the message was great. I haven't forgotten it. It was very empowering and impacting on my life. So if you have a call, if you have online and you would like to talk to Roman about your loved one, someone that's crossed over that you feel you need a message from, that you don't have closure with or you would like to have closure with, or just someone you want to make sure that they're okay and that they're doing all right, which is always in our minds when we lose our loved ones. Roman has 20 years of experience working as a psychic. His readings focus on bringing healing and closure to his clients. He also has a real strong background on energy healing, sound healing, and shamanism. His work with the Healing Arts brings great healing through his mediumship sessions because he can do much more than do a reading. Roman, good evening. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening to you, too.
Well, good evening. Okay, Roman. Well, you know, when we first started talking, I asked you a question about how do our spirits, our loved ones on the other side, know that we're online and we want to make contact with them? How does this all begin?
Well, it begins mostly with the understanding by them watching over us that there are things left to say that did not have the opportunity to be said while they were alive. So in reality, most of my clients on the other side, those who have crossed over, arrange for a series of synchronicities, a series of coincidences that normally end up with the clients running into me and finding out what I do. It is the people in the other side that know that they have something to say, so they find a way to say it. I had this very beautiful experience. I was, for a year, a couple of years ago, I read at a small store in the Seattle waterfront that's called Eco Elements. And after being there for about a year, I moved on and I started working at Spooked in Seattle, which is a ghost tour company. And this lady came on in to take one of the ghost tours, and she saw me, and she goes, "Oh, my God, you're Roman the Medium." And she goes, I'm like, "Yes, how do you know that?" And she goes, "I was meaning to get a reading from you at Eco Elements, but I was always too afraid. And somehow my friend dragged me here, thought that it was good for me, and I had something to do here." And she ended up coming back from the tour early, and I ended up having a wonderful reading and a very healing reading for her. So it is always those that we have on the other side that tend to be the ones to make sure that we hear what it is that they never got to say.
So they just, they're just with us, and they know if we're interested too. I guess it has to be a two-way mm-hmm. street that we have to want to make contact oh. with them too.
Sometimes they get a bit pushy. I had more than one situation. At one point, I was, I'm not the type, I don't know if you've seen the TV psychics, a lot of them would walk down the street and start channeling for strangers out of the blue, and I don't do that because of that very reason. I did that once for this deceased loved one who was very much wanting to speak with her living loved one. It was her daughter. And after I finished channeling for her, she goes, you know, I looked into the sky and it goes, "Okay, lady, will you leave me alone now? I spoke to your daughter." And her daughter broke down crying, and she looked at me and said, "You know, 15 years."
I'm sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, sometimes I had situations in which was the last part you heard?
Well, maybe the last couple of sentences where you said that you had talked to someone out on the street,
okay.
and they, what else? I didn't get all of that information.
At the end of that exchange of words, I actually looked into the sky and jokingly said to the lady who I was channeling, you know, "Okay, I talked to your living daughter. Will you please let me go on shopping?" And her daughter broke down crying and looked at me square in the eyes and said, "Roman, I've been telling that woman to leave me alone for the last 15 years, and she still hasn't."
And
oh my gosh. So
yeah.
I've learned from now, when I have a deceased loved one that wants to speak, I tell them, have them make an appointment with me. That is my signal that they want to talk to you.
Well, absolutely, because I know the day that that we talked, actually it was the day before, and then we had to go to the next day, and you said that they had, you know, that they were waiting, you know, which is exciting that they are with me, and even though we are not, they're still there. But another thing I want to ask Roman is, okay, say a loved one has crossed over years ago, like 30, 40 years ago. If they have reincarnated back on this earth plane, there's no way to get in touch with them. Can you tell?
Well, normally when that happens, I don't feel anything. I don't get a reading. but 99% of time I can actually open up psychically and in my mind ask the question, is there anybody on the other side, either another soul of a human being or an angel, who knows what happened to so-and-so? And normally that's how I get someone who knew him, or at least an angel who can tell me what happened to that soul.
Well, that is exciting to know that, because I have had, I may have to call you back and have a question on that one. Well, okay. Well, is there anything else you want to share with us right now?
You know, right now there's something that I would love to talk about just for a second, because I had a lot of my clients come. A lot of my clients have come to me with the sense of disconnection from the people that they've lost. A lot of them. And they're grieving, and they come and they feel that they're lost to loved ones forever. And one of the number one things I tell my clients to do is to do small things to keep their memory alive, because that sense of personal comfort and connection, as silly as it is sometimes and as meaningless as it may seem, it helps with the grieving process. A while back, I had a client, when I was reading for her, her father kept showing me coins, little pennies, and he kept whispering in my right ear, tell her, thank you for the coins, thank you for the coins. And when I passed this message on, my client broke down crying, and he goes, Roman, my father was a coin collector. Ever since he passed away, when I feel like I need to connect with him, I find a penny or a coin in the ground, and I put it in a jar. And when I put it in the jar, I say, Dad, this is for you. And that always helps me feel close to him. Those little things matter.
And we're not to discount those little things when they show up either.
Hmm?
I said we are not to discount those little things when they show up either. I think
we
get messages all the time from the other side, but if we're shut down and we don't want to believe it, then it won't come through for us.
Most people are expecting some huge sign, like out of a horror movie or something like that. My grandmother used to tell me, the grace of God comes not with a clap of thunder, but with the stealth of a whisper. It is the tiny little things that you think is just a coincidence that tend to be the most meaningful from the other side. A song on the radio, a butterfly in the garden, a coin in the ground, a feather floating in the wind when you're thinking of your loved one on the other side. Those are the things that heaven send our way to keep their memory alive.
Well, before my sister crossed over in 2010, I was with her while she was in hospice the whole time, and we came up with a song, which is the song that I play on my radio show, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And I told her, I said, sis, every time I hear that song played out there, or if it's playing in my head, I'm going to know that you're around, that you want, you know, you're letting me know that you're with me. And at first, all the time, I heard that song, I would, you know, be out and it would be playing in my head and I'd get so excited and everything. And then for a while, maybe a long time, it seemed like a year or so, I wasn't really getting anything. And then lately, the last few months, the song has come back again. And I thought, well, maybe she was off doing something and now she's come back to hang out with me. Do they do that?
Almost definitely. They do have their own process that they go through on the other side. They have their life review to go through. You know, the people who run the other side, the spiritual beings in charge of human development, sit them down as soon as they get up there, and they show them every action they have ever taken while they were alive, and they just look at them and go, what did you learn? Was this a good lesson to learn or a bad one? And they don't leave them alone until they make sure they learn the right lesson from each instance, from each action. And when there is not a lesson to learn, they send them back to this world to learn it all over again.
Oh, my gosh. So that's what's going on. Wow. That, well, you know what? I know that, but not the way that you explained it. That's really interesting. Well, so what is there any way in this lifetime that we can clear everything up and we don't have to go back over there and go through all that process of, you know, seeing what we did wrong or right or whatever? Do we have to come back?
for what I've been told by both the angels and what the souls in the other side said, this is that once they get to a point in which they have learned as much as they possibly can, they are given an opportunity. Number one opportunity is to come back to this world as a spiritual teacher. The Buddhist traditions call those people bodhisattvas, you know, the people who have learned and become one with spirit. However, if they wish to let go of life, they can melt back into the universal consciousness that is creator. They can go back to the source of all energy and cease to exist. And that is an individual choice that each soul makes.
To exist, that is, that's amazing. Well, okay. Well, there's a lot of people who want to be down here on this planet and hanging out that want to continue existing. And we're one of them. I love you sharing this. I wish I had 100 more questions in my mind to ask you. But we've got about 40 minutes on the show left. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to bring in a caller. Is there anything else you do want to share right now?
Well, I think I'm ready for the callers.
Okay, let's see what shows up. This is okay. I'm going to bring Annie in. She's been wanting to ask about her father. Hold on. Hi, Annie.
Hey, honey. Can you hear me?
Hear you great.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Well, hi, Roman, and great to have you on the show, honey. My father passed away in...
Please don't tell me that much about him. I don't want to have a question in my head that I'm saying something because you told me instead of because your father told me.
Okay.
However, if something I'm telling you that your dad told me makes sense to you, please let me know. That's the only way I know I'm not crazy.
Okay,
so
great.
All I need from you is verification of what your father's saying, or if you need a little explanation, tell me, woman, please explain, okay?
Okay, his name is Embry.
Okay, that's all I need.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting more than one energy here that's trying to connect with you, so I'm going to try to figure out who is who. Is he the one that passed suddenly?
No, that's my brother-in-law.
Okay, thank you. They love interrupting each other. Okay, so let's ask brother-in-law to step aside. Okay?
Okay.
See, father, come on. I feel energy in my head, so I don't know if that's once again, brother-in-law or father, but when I connected with you, I felt energy in my head. I felt pain in my head. And I also feel something in my abdomen. Okay, so I don't know who had that particular area, but I felt it there, and I felt it in my chest.
Okay. My brother-in-law was in the head, and my father in the abdomen. Kind of.
Okay, thank you. Is the father who had the long-term illness, who had the
yes.
chronic illness, was
yes.
it like a cancer type situation?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for acknowledging
pancreatic
that. That is the one. He's the one that kept whispering in my right ear, cancer. Dad is actually stepping forward and is saying
Yay.
One thing that a lot of parents say to their children when they pass, you know, from a long-term illness. And it says, and number one, it says, tell my little girl that I am very proud of her, that I am incredibly proud of her, of what she has achieved and what she's trying to achieve, in particular when it comes to your professional life. So I don't know if you're thinking about starting a business or you're going to college or what is with your professional life or what you're trying to do, what your dreams are, but he's incredibly proud that you're considering following your dreams further. Another thing that he's telling me is that it's a bit sorry about the way he left this world. He's not apologizing too much because he says he couldn't help it. But if he could help it, he would have never had that experience of having other people take care of him because he always felt that he was the one to take care of you.
He was always the one to
take care of others. And he's also letting you know that it's something that is very important that he needs to pull through really quickly and really intensely. And that is the sense of guilt that not only you, but a lot of the other people you love are holding. and saying that perhaps there would be something more that could have been done for him, and particularly when it comes to perhaps trying another medical treatment or getting talking sense into him about doing something different with his health. And he goes, please understand and tell my daughter that there is nothing more she could have done for me.
Okay.
She tried her best to do everything she could for me, and she did the appropriate thing as my loved one. And she says, tell her I love her a lot and tell her that I'm sorry if I ever drove her crazy, but I'm still driving her crazy from the other side.
I hear you. Well, can I ask you, I'm now taking care of my mother,
mm-hmm.
and I just, you know, I just wondered, does he know I'm taking care of mother, and
oh, yes.
Does he approve of what I'm doing? Is there anything else I could be doing?
Okay, I'm going to try to see what he says. Tell her that doing the best she can is the only thing I can ask from anyone. Okay?
Okay.
As long as you have love in your heart and you're doing the best you can for the people you love, he's going to be by your side. He's also acknowledging coming to you in your dreams. And he's saying, please actually understand that the reason why people around you are questioning whether or not you're making the right choice, and he said there's been a couple of people within the family doing that, is because they are afraid going on with mother's health issues, and they're afraid of losing her. So please be aware that if you brush the fear aside, okay, and if you do the best you can to help someone, that is all he can ask of you. In particular,
okay.
When it comes to, is she someone who's not completely in her body anymore, Mom? That she has some type of neurological thing? That her body's, that she's not completely, that she's not completely in her body anymore?
He says that?
No, this I am asking.
Oh. Well, she just is not able to take care of herself by herself anymore.
Okay. Please be aware that he approves of you trying to do the best you can for her. And
okay.
To let yours aside, and as long as you do that, he's going to be right there with you.
And he's right about my siblings, my brother and sister, because...
Yeah, they're just afraid of losing Mom, so anything that could potentially make it worse strikes a chord of fear with them, so they're afraid of losing someone they love. That's really what's
okay.
going on there.
Because they're not being very nice to me.
It's out of fear, so please understand, put yourself in their shoes. You know, if they saw the person they loved so much losing control of her body, and, you know, there's someone who's trying their best to work, they're going to freak out because they're afraid of losing her. It's not you,
right.
It's the fear of losing her. So.
Right. Okay, can you tell my dad I love him so much?
Oh, he knows.
I really miss him.
Oh, he definitely knows. He knows.
There's many times I wish I could talk to him.
He still actually talked to him. I was just telling Pam about those little things we do to keep the memory of our loved ones alive. Talk to him, and he will be there to listen. Who's the person who has children? You have children? Or
I have one child.
Did he not get to meet the kid, or was it like... He met the child when he was leaving this world? Like,
yes,
I'm leaving
about,
this world and just coming in?
He was
right on his way out.
Four, yeah. My child, son was about four, and my father adored him.
Please be aware that he's actually saying thank you for the gift of the child. Okay, that he's so happy that he at the very least got to meet one of his grandchild on the way out. And
okay.
He's still watching over the both of you. And he still plays with the kids, okay?
Okay. All right. That sounds great.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Well, that was a great call. Well, let me bring in somebody else in. We're going to bring in Ibitar. And hold on a second.
Okay, let me take a deep breath. Disconnect from the energy of the last call. Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Hello to your guests as well. Yeah, I'm really enjoying the show today. I have a question. My ex-husband passed away. It'll be 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks this coming Thursday. And prior to him passing away, you know, we had been talking. As a matter of fact, I talked to him New Year's Day, and I talked to him. I don't remember the other day, but it was, you know, the last two times I talked to him, you know, I was kind of busy. And he said, well, you know, I'll let you go. And, you know, I see you're busy. And the next thing I knew, you know, I had got a call telling me
what
that he had
passed away. What is his first
name
if you want me to connect with him?
Charles.
Okay, Charles. Give me something, Charles. Is he the one that passed away quite suddenly?
Well, he was, you know, it was kind of a surprise to me that he passed away. So, you know, he had been in the hospital.
Okay. I'm trying to connect with him, and I'm not, he's not actually connecting very strongly with me, so I'm actually struggling, which is, I will admit that. What did he have that was chest-related? I feel pain in my chest.
I think it was congestive heart failure that he died from.
Okay, thank you. So I am finally connecting with him. I feel pain in my chest. Well, first of all, he says he is the one that's apologizing to you for not being able to say goodbye. Okay? And he says it was, don't feel bad about not being able to say goodbye. Don't feel bad about not even being able to say goodbye. Please understand that I have never left your side, okay? Because I know you're still grieving about me. You're still grieving about me. Have you been looking at pictures of him recently? He's showing
no.
me pictures. Okay, well,
no.
if you have pictures of him around the house and you start looking at him again, he's showing me pictures. I don't know why he's showing me pictures. I have to acknowledge what he's showing me, okay? Showing me photographs. But the number one thing that he's putting across is letting go of the feeling of, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to say goodbye. That is the way his soul engineered it. He wasn't alone when he passed away, was he?
Yeah, I was told that it was two people with him. I don't know who the two people
He's not telling me who it was, but he told me that there was somebody with him at the time he passed away. And he engineered it. His soul made sure that the people who were there when he passed away were people that needed it and people who could handle it. Because seeing someone you love pass away could not only be a very beautiful thing if you feel ready to let that person go, but it could also be a very traumatic thing. And he says that part of the reason why there was that separation, it is because he needed you to be able to process his passing in your own way, in a way that you yourself felt that it was the best way for you to do it, instead of having it shoved in your face of, oh my God, he's dead right there in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, when it comes, he's telling me that it was a long-term illness for him, that he struggled with his health for a little while before he passed away, and he says that it was part of his own irresponsibility. That's the way I would put it, irresponsibility, not him. Those are not his words. But he's telling me that if he had taken better care of himself earlier in his life, he would have stuck around for slightly that longer.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, please understand, I haven't left you. If you want to talk to me, talk to me. I will listen, particularly when you're alone at night and you don't know what to do next. I will try to give you a little bit of a clue somewhere, a subtle clue in life about where to go next. Because you do have a lot that is in your mind right now, more than just this passing, he's telling me. And you really need a time to decompress and just figure out where you want to go next.
Yeah, I've talked to him a couple of times since he's passed over. As a matter of fact, I talked to him the following day that he passed over.
Yeah. He still listens to you every time.
Yeah.
He has nothing. What else is he going to do? Go to the movies?
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Thank you for
Well,
calling.
That was wonderful, Roman.
Okay, let me take my deep breath and disconnect from the energy of that person.
Okay.
And there we go. Okay.
All right. Well, let's bring Trish on. She's from Connecticut, and she wants to ask about her parents, she says.
Okay.
Hey, Roman. How are you?
Hi, Trish. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I heard your advice. I won't say a word.
Okay. So do you have names? All I need is the name, the first name of the person you want to connect with.
Joe.
Joe?
Yes.
Okay, Joe. Okay, they're showing me a symbol for me, once again, of somebody passing suddenly. Do you have somebody who passed away in a tragedy, like a car wreck or something along those lines?
No, my father passed away suddenly, but it wasn't a car wreck.
Okay, I apologize for misinterpreting the symbol. Okay, but he showed me the symbol. The car wreck for me is I passed away suddenly. When they show me a picture in my head, I have to acknowledge the picture.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what else coming. Give me something, Joe. I feel it in two places, okay? I feel it, I feel it in more than one place. I feel pain in my head, I feel pain in my heart, and I feel pain in my solar plexus. So I don't know if they had anything related to those areas, but that's where I feel energy.
Yes, they did.
Okay, thank you. Was it like a heart-related condition type thing?
It was.
Okay, thank you very much for acknowledging that. It was heart condition. He whispered it in my head. It was my heart. My heart gave out on me, and he goes, I'm sorry. I did not mean to leave. I did not want to go. I thought I did for a second, but then I realized I didn't want to, but my body gave out on me. And he's saying it inside my head over and over and over and over. And it says, please understand that I have never left your side. He's showing me a cat. I don't know what the deal with the cat is. I don't know if you have a cat. But whatever the reference to the cat is, I'm seeing a kitten inside my head.
That I don't recognize.
If it makes sense to you later, kudos to you. It makes no sense to me.
Okay,
but please be very much aware that he's actually apologizing for the way he left. He's, what is the correlation to the graduation?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know if in the future you have somebody near in the family that is going to be graduating from school, or he passed away near graduation, but he showed me somebody in the, with the cap and the robe and everything. So whatever the graduation reference is, please be very much aware that he acknowledged it.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for him?
I guess a question would be for him in terms of how does he see my building project working out.
He always admired your work ethic. He says you work too much. That is the first thing he said inside my head. Beyond that, he says that he is proud of you because of everything you accomplish. He says that you're doing some things that are not necessarily the way he would have done it. That's one of the parts that he admires about you. You never take leads from other people. You actually do things your own way. And he's admiring that you're taking your own inspiration. He's encouraging you to do things your way. And if it works out, wonderful. If not, it's a learning experience for you. He says that in particular when it comes to relationships and to other people, you have always been the type of person who follows your own heart, and that's something that he admires of you, and to never deviate from that, to take your own inspiration, and particularly with the work. Whatever your projects are, take them where your heart is, taking cues for someone else. Make sure that if it's not going to work in your vision, the way you want it to, you can always alter it and bring something more beautiful from within yourself. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Inspiration. He admires when you bring something to life from inside of you. Have you ever thought about picking up something artistic, doing something with your hands, like painting or something like that?
I have not.
Well, think about it. Something that will express your inner self in art, in an artistic form. And that would be a wonderful activity that you could do to remember him and in his behalf, because that's something he always admired of you, your ability to express yourself even when other people did not want you to express yourself.
Okay, good to know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Well, now, that was a great call. They all are, but... Now, did you just get something just come in to ask her about, was she doing something creative? Is that coming from?
He showed me a picture of somebody painting. and that's my symbol for something creative.
What
they do with me is that they show me mental pictures. And over the years, I have done so many readings that I have a vocabulary of mental pictures. Like the example of the car crash, that is my symbol for I died suddenly. However, sometimes I do have to acknowledge, make sure it wasn't a literal car crash. When they show me the paintings, I have to say, have you thought of doing something artistic? Because to me, painting is art. And I have to also make sure that it wasn't literally painting. They give me clues that are within my vocabulary. Sometimes that leads to me misinterpreting the message because I think they're trying to be literal when it's a metaphor. But that's just the way they work with me.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, Annie, I noticed we have some people online, but I don't know who's
I'm
next.
Sorry, Pam. I haven't. I'm just now getting my screen back up. I have not been able to screen anyone. So ask Roman one more question. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I can't get my computer to go into the holding.
Here we go.
Can't get into the screening room.
Hi, this is Pam. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Pam at Cosmic Contacts. Do you have a question for Roman?
This is Roman.
Oh, okay. Well, that didn't work. Maybe they hung up. Let's see, let me go to
the Hello?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
this is Mary. I'd like to connect with Noreen.
Okay, let me take a second to breathe and to try to connect with Noreen, and I will give it the best shot, and I'll hopefully we'll get something, okay?
Thank you.
Noreen. Why do I keep seeing flowers? When I keep trying to connect with the energy of that name, she keeps showing me flowers. I'm also feeling her energy as well in my chest. So I don't know if she had something chest related, but I feel her energy in my chest, and I feel her energy in my solar plexus.
She had a sudden heart.
Okay, thank you for acknowledging that. The way she's explaining what's going on to me, to you, is to say, she's saying thank you to you. For being more than a friend, for being family. Okay?
That's right.
It says our bond was a bond that most people didn't understand because even though we had our ups and our downs, our friendship transcended the labels. We were more than friends, we were more than family, we were more than anything. We were two souls that understood each other. You understood me better than anybody else could in ways that I didn't even understand myself. In ways that when I was confused about my own life, you were the one that I came to because you got me. You understood what it is that my head was trying to figure out. I said, tell her thank you. And it says, tell her thank you for trying to save me. I don't know what that means, but she's acknowledging you being someone who got her out of the bind. She's saying it over and over and over again. Tell her thank you for trying to save me. Just tell her that
I wasn't with her when she passed or anything. I don't know about that thing.
I don't know what it means, but I have to give you what she's given me. I have to acknowledge it, okay?
Unless it was the emotional support, because we emotionally supported each other. Maybe that's what she is referring to. Does she have any advice or information regarding some of the things going on right now with me personally? Is there any, I'm thinking
she's
of making
trying,
a move.
She's been talking about a few things, okay? And I mean, I have to go in the order in which she's talking to me, so I'm hopefully she'll get eventually to what you're asking, because all I can do is listen. She's going to say whatever she wants to say, okay?
Uh-huh.
But she's talking about relationships. Who's the person who has a really negative history with relationships? Was that her or was that you or was it someone else?
Oh, I had difficult relationships, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that. That is the number one thing that she's actually talking about right now. And I feel a knot in my heart when she talked about the relationships. Okay, and she goes, please understand that it doesn't matter where you go. I need you to break that pattern. Okay, I need you to break that pattern. Okay, and she's saying it over and over in my head. And she's asking me to lay something, to relay something to you that might feel a little bit heavy. Are you ready for this one? Are you willing to go there with me?
Say that again. Something was what, heavy?
She's asked, a bit heavy, a bit difficult to hear.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I don't know if this is true, and I hope it's not true because it's a bit sad, but she's telling me, please understand that some of your relationship issues stem from your issues with father figures.
With
and unless you father figures.
Oh, I understand. I do.
So whatever that difficulty is with your father and with the past issues with dad, they need to be healed before your life is healed and you get everything you want. Because she's telling me that you're carrying your father's memory and what he did to you like a dark cloud over your head and like huge baggage that's slowing you down. So if you make this move, and she's back in talking about a really big move, like, I don't know if it's like out of state or something like that or something even more than that, it doesn't matter where you go if you keep carrying your dad with you. She says, let him go. Please let him go for me. I will take care of him and I will take care of everything. Because once you let go of the legacy of pain that your dad gave to you, not only to you but to your entire family, everything is going to start going your way. It's going to be slow, little by little, but things are going to start improving because it is that pain that is constantly manifesting more pain, alike in spiritual realms. So when we have our mind and our heart filled with pain, that is what we're going to manifest. So she's asking you to allow her to help you let go of the father pain, okay?
Oh, I understand. Every bit of what you've told me makes a lot of sense.
And she says, tell her that I will be there with her every step of the way, especially if you actually follow up on what you've been thinking and actually start seeing someone who can help you do healing work, be it a counselor or a spiritual healer or some kind of shamanic healer or even a massage therapist. Whoever it is that you're thinking about getting help from, she supports you in that and she will support you in finding the right person. I would suggest before you go to bed on saying a prayer to the Archangel Raphael. His name in Hebrew means God heals.
Yes,
Wonderful. Ask your Archangel Raphael to guide you to the right resources for you to help you with your father pain, okay? Like that you can break that cycle of pain. And it will happen. It's just going to take time. And once that happens, your life is going to fall into place beautifully.
That's amazing. Oh, you're really good, Roman. Everything you said is so true. My aunt passed away the end of September. We were extremely close. I didn't give me any credit.
I didn't do crap. All I did was listen. Your aunt did everything. I just listened.
Whoever
That's all I did.
Was guiding you was very accurate because everything you told me was exactly true.
Thank you, aunt, and thank you, King Raphael, on all the
things. Thanks. I do appreciate that. Many blessings to you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. I'm going to take another deep breath to disconnect, and then we're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Roman, this is so good. I've loved everything you've been sharing with people. And I do know that for me, just as I'm listening to her, even when you're talking to someone else, I can feel it. Could be a message for me. There's something there, you know, for me to hear too.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, and I'm sure if we could contact them a lot sooner, we would probably not suffer as much. Okay, we've got another caller. Let's get her in before our time's up. We've got about 14 minutes left.
Okay.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. This is Isaiah from Florida.
Hi, Isaiah. Who do you want to connect with, or did you just want me to see who comes through?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's Isaiah from Florida.
Hi, Isaiah.
Hey, I want to connect with my adopted mom, Sandra.
What's her first name again, please?
Sandra.
Sandra?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Shinjo, come on, give me something. I'm going to try my best.
Okay, there's a few things that are being put across my mind, okay? I'm going to try to connect with this energy. The first thing that she showed me was a crucifix.
A cross.
So I don't know what the reference is there. And she also showed me my symbol for I passed away suddenly, which is a car crash. So I don't know if it was a literal car crash or it was just symbolic.
Okay.
But the energy that she's giving me is it says it was really strange because I get a feeling of I am sick, I am sick, I am sick, I am sick, boom, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Okay? It was, people saw it coming, but they expected, because it was a long-term illness, to be a long-term decline into death. But once the illness peaked, she just went. And she also needs you to understand something, because it's a very big question about the way she passed, is whether or not she suffered. And she says, please let him know that I didn't. Okay? My body suffered. My soul did not suffer. I watched my body die from the outside.
Wow.
Okay, it was a very big question in everybody's head. Number two, were you not there when she passed away?
I was on my way. I took care of her for the last 6 months.
Okay, thank you for acknowledging that, because she's actually acknowledging that you're not being there, and she wants you to let go of any guilt that you may be hanging on to for I wasn't there for her, because she's telling me something very important, and it is that you were there for her more than anyone else towards the end, in ways that it was very difficult for you to see someone you loved so much start to decline into death. And she goes, please understand, he has nothing to feel sorry for. He did everything that he could. And the reason why I left when he wasn't there, it's because I could not have let go of life watching him suffer because I was dying. Okay? You not being there was a gift to her so she could move on to a place of peace in the afterlife. So she would not hang on to this life while she was still suffering. Okay? As painful as that may be, you granted her peace.
I granted her peace?
Yes, she did.
Wow. Okay.
That's what she's saying to me. Do you have any questions for her?
Yes. She's buried in Miami, and it's like 2 hours away, and her birthday is on Thursday, and I want to go and spend some time with her because it's like I've been seeking for her to help me out. Like, one of the questions I told her before she left was, don't leave me because she know I'm going to be alone. She was all I have. And I feel like she left me because she never came to visit me. I haven't felt no presence of her or anything.
It's the little things, okay? I was telling Pam earlier that my grandmother used to say, the grace of God comes not with a clap of thunder, but with the stealth of a whisper.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you're expecting like huge signs from her, like gigantic, I couldn't possibly miss this. But that's normally not the way it works. The tiny little things that you're just questioning, whether or not you're crazy or if it's just a coincidence, that's her. Number two, she's also telling me is, you are another person who has issues with father figures, and particularly abandonment issues, okay? She's telling me that for whatever reason, whether it was him passing, and I don't know if he's alive or not, she's not talking about that. She's talking about the father figure leaving your life, checking out, okay? And because of having a separation from the father figure, I don't know if it was because of death or because of him just leaving your life, you are afraid to open your heart to others. And she says, please, to new love. Some people will hurt you, but there will be people there who will love you more than anyone or anything else in the world, and those people are worth opening your heart to, okay?
Okay.
So please be aware that there's still possibilities of you being loved if you're willing to be loved.
That's good to know, because I do have abandonment issues, because my birth mother, who's passed long, she abandoned me as well as my father, but he's still here. But we don't have any contact, and I do have a trust issue of letting people in, because it seems like every time I do, they tend to some way, some fashion or form, hurt me, and I close back up. And I found someone that I love and shared two kids with, but we had got separated, and all I wanted was them back. And that's why I've been seeking my mother for help. But I guess that don't work in the spiritual world.
She will help you the way, any way she can, but please understand she's still just a human being, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I will advise to you from a perspective of a healer, okay, is work on those abandonment issues. Because when you expect people to abandon you, what do you think they're going to do? Just like you're speaking. Precisely. So if you let go of the abandonment issues, eventually, it's going to take some time for you to get there. You will manifest people who are not going to abandon you because they know that you want them in your life for the long haul, and they are willing to work through any issues that you may have with them, that they will be willing to do the work to stay together even though it might be hard. It's just a necessity to move beyond the abandonment expectation, like that the universe will give you love and companionship instead of something else, because you're expecting love and companionship. If you expect abandonment, you will get. If you expect love and companionship, you will get love and companionship.
Okay.
But also, be aware, nothing in this world lasts forever, and eventually, all things pass. Just because something passes and outlives its time doesn't mean it was pointless. It just means you're going to move to the next stage of your life.
Okay. So, does she want me to come visit her Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Right on point.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Roman, that's so good. You know, now we've got a few more minutes. We have one more person. It's the last caller. Are you okay to talking to them?
Yeah, let me take one deep breath to disconnect from this last reading, and we'll go right into it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I am loving everything you're sharing, and I hope everybody that's listening is noticing how everyone says, oh, you are right on, and you are. We're just loving having you on the show, and we will get you back again. Hold on a second. This is Jen from Pennsylvania. She wants to connect to someone. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I had to take off speaker. I do very much want to connect with someone that I've lost within the past year. And my question regarding this person, was it their time to go? And were they in some way possessed by another entity? Because that's how it felt at the time.
Okay. Do you have a first name that I've been trying to connect with?
Linda.
Okay, Linda. Whoa. Okay. Is she the person who passed away tragically?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Is this the person who passed away in a tragedy?
Yeah, it was tragic.
I'm sorry. I am very, very sorry to say this. This is very difficult for me to tell my clients when they tell me this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult for them to hear, but she's taking responsibility for her own passing. I don't know if she did it on purpose or it was irresponsibility that put her in a bad situation, but in the general situation, she says, it was my own doing. And I'm sorry for that. I never meant to actually put my family and my loved ones through this. Just please understand that I was going through a really difficult time. She's showing me a pill bottle that's my symbol for somebody who had either a medication issue or a drug or alcohol issue.
Yes.
Okay, please be very much aware that what's going on here. It's just not that there was another entity. It was the drug and alcohol issue that actually got the best of her, and that's what took her out of this world. She has family. She has children. Okay, thank you. This is mom. Okay, I should have known that. She's saying, please understand, I don't want my family to go through this because this is a family pattern. This is a family pattern. And he's talking about a father figure that also has the drug and alcohol issues. And she's actually saying, please understand that I want my family to break this pattern, and I don't want future generations to suffer what you are suffering and what you suffered because of the drugs and the alcohol, okay? Also, please understand, I need you to let go of the sense of responsibility. You felt far too responsible for me. You are my daughter. I should have felt responsible for you.
Mm-hmm.
I should have taken responsibility. Let go of the sense of responsibility. She's asking me to let go of the responsibility and remember the good times that you had with her in particular. Mm-hmm. And know and understand one very, very important thing, okay? Because she's showing me somebody finding her deceased body. and you can please understand that there is nothing you or anyone else could have done to save me. It was my time. My soul was ready to go. But please understand that just because my body left doesn't mean I have left you at all. What is with the wedding? She's referencing a wedding.
I don't know.
Okay, please be very aware that in the future the reference to the wedding makes sense. She's
going to be at the wedding?
I think so, yeah.
You don't know whose wedding it is?
I have no flaming clue. I'll be the first one to admit it.
Okay.
She just kept showing me a bridal dress, and that's my symbol for a wedding.
Okay.
Okay? I am so sorry
okay.
for your loss.
Okay, thank you for reaching her. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, all right, take care. Bye-bye.
Well, that was amazing, and it was wonderful, and I know that you have helped so many people that have gotten online tonight, and you are just a blessing to us, Roman. Thank you. I know it was a lot of work, and you did a lot of talking, you did a lot of sharing, and anyway, I don't know. I just you're awesome. Is all I can say. And we've got a couple of minutes left. Do you have anything you want to share at the end of the show? There were so many questions that I want to ask. I need to write them down, and I will the next time.
Write them down for
about
the next time
when they cross over.
One thing that I like to bring up is for the listeners that are in the Seattle area.
Yes.
I'm going to do something very similar to what I did on the radio show on February 15th. I spoke in Seattle. I'm going to do a group reading there. And the ticket price is donation only, however much you want to give. For 1 hour, whoever's deceased relatives are the most vocal. That's whose messages are passed to the audience. And when I run out of time, I run out of time. And that's on February 15th from 4 to 5 p.m. I spoke in Seattle in the corner of 1st and Cherry, 102 Cherry Street in downtown Seattle. So if you want to experience a live version of what I did here, that would be the best time.
Okay, now tell us where this is going to be at. I'm sorry, someone cut in. Tell me, where is the address? How do they get there? It's on the 15th of February?
Yeah, spoke in Seattle. Ghost
okay.
It's in 102 Cherry Street, the corner of 1st and Cherry in Pioneer Square in Seattle. It will be on February 15th from 4 to 5 p.m. And the entrance is by a donation.
Oh, gosh, how fun. From 4 to 5. That sounds great. What day is that? That's on a Sunday, right? Okay, good deal. Well, we'll be putting the word out there for you, Roman. And thank you so much for everything this evening. And I want to thank everyone that got online. And next Monday night, I have Charles Rubin on. He's a numerologist. And he channels, so he's excellent. Be sure and listen in. He's been on several times. Annie, did you want to say something in closing?
I wanted to say thank you to Roman for channeling for me. And I wanted to ask one quick question. You know how my father was there, but my brother-in-law was also wanting to connect with me?
Mm-hmm.
Since I didn't connect with him, does he get offended? How does that work? I don't
He's
want
just
him
gonna
to
wait
not
for another opportunity.
Oh, okay, great.
Yep.
I just didn't want to hurt his feelings.
It might not necessarily be with me. It could be with another psychic, but he'll find another way to talk to you. Watch for him in your dreams. That is the most often when we're looking to connect with them, they do so in our dreams.
Okay.
So keep a dream journal next to your bed like that. You record your dreams every night, and eventually you'll see a pattern and you'll see the messages.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you, and I know everyone else did too. Thank you so much. Everyone have a great
Thank
week.
You too.
Good evening.
Good evening.